Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we are up to Parak Pei's Mishnah Be'ez. Amar Rabbi Chinis Gan HaKwadim, Miyamay L'Ri'isi, Or Yotze L'Beis HaSreifa. He said, you know, I've never seen that after they skin an animal, if the animal turned out to be treifa, even though it was puzzle before they skinned it, since it was they didn't recognize the psul until after they skinned it, so I never saw the hide of the animal being taken out to be burnt. Amar Rabbi Akiva Midvar, so what we see from there is that if you skin a bechor and it turns out to be treifa, you don't have to burn it. The kohanim are allowed to benefit from the hide. The chacham say, just because you didn't see it happen, that's not a raya. If it turned out to be a treifa, then of course you go and you burn the hide. The kohanim are not allowed to benefit from it. It's puzzle, so they're not allowed to benefit from it. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Afhu Heid al Kfar Katan Shei Betzad Yerushalayim. Rabbi Chinis Gan HaKwanim also said Eidos about a small village that was near Yerushalayim. V'ha'ibo Zakein Echad, and there was a particular Zakein that lived there. V'yimalvul Kol Bnei Kfar V'Kosim B'Ksav Yadu V'Achirim Chalasunim. He would lend money to all the people in the village, and he would write contracts in his own handwriting, and other people would sign it. Ubaz Maislav Echam V'Yitziru, and the Chum allowed that they were matir, even though he was the writer of the star was the malva, and it's therefore it seems that he's nogeya be'edus when he's writing the star, because he's the one that's going to be able to collect money. They allowed it. From there you see Sheishuk Savas as Gita, that a woman could be the one to write her own get, and the husband will then give it to her. A man could write his own receipt for having paid up the ksuba, because even though the get writer or the shtar writer in these cases stands to benefit from the shtar, but there's edim on the shtar, so we're not trusting the writer, we're trusting the edim. Another thing that we heard from Mechaninus Gan HaKwanim, that if you find a needle in the flesh, shasakin ve'yadayim tahoros va'basar tameh, that the knife and the hands are going to be tahar. So meaning we're talking about a needle that we know is tameh meis, and you find it in basar kodesh when you cut it in the azara, but we don't know if the person had touched this needle, if the knife has touched this needle or not. So the sakin and the adam are tahar because it's a suffix tum b'rishos rabim, because the azara is a din of rishos harabim, and the halacha is suffix tum b'rishos rabim is tahar. But the habasar tameh, but the basar is tameh because it's not a suffix. You know that the machat touched the basar, so the assumption is that the basar had become wet, and since it had become wet, it had become hukshra lekabel tuma. The Bar Tanur explains that they were ma'avir the behema in a river right before it was shechted, and therefore it was still wet, so it was hukshra lekabel tuma. Otherwise, the basar would not become tame, because in order for basar to become tame, it first needs to become hukshra lekabel tuma. So the was made that the basar is going to be tameh, but peresh hakol tahar. But if the needle is found in the excrement, then everything is tahar, because we do not know that it ever actually touched the basar of the animal. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that Rabbi Chinis Gan HaKwanim says he never saw the hide of an animal being taken out of the Beis HaSreifa, and that seems to indicate, Rabbi Akiva points out, that when you skin a bechor and turns out to be a treifa, the kohanim are allowed to benefit from the hide. But the Chum said, nah, just because you never saw it doesn't mean it never happened. They're not allowed to benefit from the hide. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that Rabbi Chinis Gan HaKwanim was also made that there used to be a zaken who would lend money, and he would write the shtar b'ksav yadu, and we see from there that a person who stands to benefit from a shtar is still allowed to write the shtar, because what we're really looking at is the edim. And then finally we saw that Rabbi Chinis Gan HaKwanim was made that about a needle that's found in the flesh of an animal, and the needle we know is tamei meis, that the knife and the hands, which may or may not have touched that needle, are going to be tahar because it's in the azar and it's a safek tum b'rishos rabim, but the flesh itself, the meat itself, is going to be tameh, provided that it was once hukshar l'kabel tumah. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalid.